There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Some turbulent waters, but everything's okay. Everything's fine here. Nothing to see. Welcome in. Well, actually, there is nothing to see. It's radio. There's no pictures. It's only radio. That's all we have as we begin anew. I know you're excited. The beginning of yet another Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, chilling in the audio world as we dance to another tune, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and boomingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the warmer, the bench warmer, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Jason the Diamond Man thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way the tire buying should be. And so we'll get the soiree underway here, the party underway. Our lead this hour coming from La La Land, just down the road from where we broadcast from, and over a hill. And then you've got to go on another road, and then eventually you'll get to where the game was played. But it was Game 2 between the People's Team and the Mavericks, coming off an embarrassing, gutless performance, Dallas, in Game 1 when they were run off the court by the superior Clipper team going into Game 2 here. So I don't know whether or not you were engaged in this. Based on the feedback I was getting on social media before the game, you were asking me to watch. You did not want to watch this game, so I did. I got hemorrhoids sitting on my ass watching this game, but get to the point, please. So the activity on the court, the way I would describe it, it was a clunker. It was a clunker of a game. Luka Doncic is getting all the love. Nobody sucks toes better than the NBA media, and they are all over Luka. So Luka Doncic, 32 points. Kyrie Irving, the anti-Semite, had 23, and Dallas pulls out a photo finish a 3-point win over the Clippers. So the series now tied 1-1, and they head to the Lone Star State for games 3 and 4. Now, the better story is in the losing locker room, and that's where we're going to go first here. So let us discuss the question as we get into game 2. Who gets to wear the proverbial kick me sign for the Clippers as they lose at home and the series doesn't start till the team loses at home? Well, the series has now started as the Clippers go down there on Skid Row to the Mavericks. So I've got Tractor Supply, Ritz, and 1980s infomercial. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make cowboy boots, which you'll see a lot of if you go to game 3. Not game 2, but game 3 back in Texas. So, A, on the Clippers side of the ledger here, there's plenty of blame to pass around here, and you can point the finger here, there, and everywhere in this particular game. The game was one of those games. It was like left for the Clippers in the free library box. They didn't deserve it. They had no business having a chance to win this game. The fact that they had a lead is a going to the fourth quarter. Now, it was granted, it was because Luka is a knucklehead and got called for a technical foul with less than a second to go. But they still had a lead, a 1-point lead going to the fourth quarter. The way the Clippers played in the first half, I was texting a friend of mine, they're going to lose by 25 points. They should be down by 25 points. I don't know why they're not down by 24 points. It makes no sense. And yet, still in the end, they futzed around, and the Clippers decided they did not want to open that little library box with the free books and all that. And in terms of the individual players, because we name names here. That's what we do behind the microphone, the bully pulpit. We name names. So I've told the Clippers have this Hall of Fame trio with James Harden, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, and collectively, they were mid. They were just middle of the road. There was nothing spectacular. Nobody stepped up. They all had opportunities on the launching pad in the fourth quarter to take over the game, and none of them had the ability on that night to take over the game. In the fourth quarter, to give you an idea, Zubats, he led the team in scoring in the fourth quarter. Now, he didn't do much in the first half and all that, and that's nice that he led the team in scoring in the fourth quarter, but that's not how it's supposed to go. That's not how it's supposed to go. And we must circle. And I did circle. I wrote a note. I circled Kawhi Leonard's name because Kawhi Leonard made its much ballyhooed return. Be careful what you wish for. So Kawhi Leonard back after missing nine games. And while his final numbers were not terrible, they weren't horrible. It was all right. It's passable. He did not make enough impact plays. You're not paying Kawhi Leonard to be a Jag, just a guy. You're paying him to take over games that are close in the fourth quarter. Otherwise, you can get some guy out of the European Basketball Association that can put up mid numbers. You don't need to pay and put all the effort and massage the shoulders of Kawhi Leonard if he's not going to take over games at the end. He didn't take over the game. The game was right there. He didn't do it. It's a bad job by him. And so most of the time, he didn't even play in these playoff games. The fact he actually played is amazing. He usually misses them. But Ty Lue, here's the advice. Ty Lue from the Maller Think Tank. Ty Lue needs to go to Tractor Supply Company and get one of those 55-pound drums of WD-40 and work away the rust before game 3. Because what I'm seeing, like, the Clippers are a better team. They should win this series. But you got to win the close ones. Yeah, you make the plays at the end. Based on the first two games, that's the analysis. I don't know how you could disagree with that. Now, turning the page, from the Dallas side, how satisfying is this game 2 victory for the Mavericks? And on the Maller scale of satisfaction, the arrow on this one is pointing to not very. Let me explain. Let me make my elevator pitch why this should not be very satisfying. It would be inaccurate to say that the Mavericks played a good game, that they played well. I don't think they did. Both teams were playing hot potato. You remember when you were a kid playing a game of hot potato? And when the music stopped, the Clippers were the ones holding the beanbag. And if you know how it works, I mean, you hold the beanbag, you're out. And so they had to go to the penalty box and they lose the game. But it was a room service situation, like room service at the Ritz. And the way the Clippers played, again, I thought they would be down by 25. I thought they should have been down by 25 the way they played. And yet they still had a shot in the fourth quarter to win the game. And that's a testimonial to the Mavericks and their incompetence there. Because the Clippers' room service delivery, Mavericks opened the door. All they had to do was push the cart in, and they almost tipped the whole cart over, and the spaghetti and the meatballs were going to fly everywhere, and then the last minute they saved it. The Clippers were dining on kibbles and bits in this particular game, and yet, again, they had the lead going to the fourth quarter. Explain that. It makes no sense. Jason Kidd's team overall, first two games, not impressed. I am not impressed with what I've seen from Dallas. Everything I read was how dominant this Maverick team is and how they're invincible and nobody can stop them. I haven't seen that. Have you seen that? I haven't seen that. I have not seen that. Bad perimeter defense. Clippers didn't shoot the ball well, but they were missing wide open three-point shots. If anything, it was the air conditioning system at the crypt that was keeping the ball from going in. It wasn't because of any Maverick defense. I didn't see any. Did you? Maybe you've got better eyesight than me. But and the Mavericks, again, I go back to the point, they failed to capitalize on the shoddy offense by the Clippers, and they should have blown the Clippers off the court. The fact that they didn't should be a point of positivity for the Clippers. They played a terrible game. I don't know if they can play much worse, and they still had a shot to win the game in the fourth quarter. All right, last word here. We head quickly to Milwaukee. Back in the day, Doc Rivers was the coach of the Lob City Clippers now. He's ruining the childhood of young fans in Milwaukee who worship the Bucks. So Pascal Siakam, I got to be careful how I say that name. Our favorite player on the show collectively is Pascal Siakam. So he painted a masterpiece in this game. 37 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and I'm not going to lie. That Minnesota-Phoenix game, we'll get to that later. That game was not that close. I turned over to the Indiana game. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed every second of it. As Indiana did not fear the deer at all, beating the Bucks with ease, led by as many as 23 points. They win going away. The Pacers have now evened up the series 1-1, and they head back to the Hoosier State Game 3 later in the week. But the drama is on the Milwaukee side. We're all about the drama. This is like an old-school radio drama-rama. Is what this show is. So the drama's in Wisconsin, and is there cause for concern? Let's get right to it. Is there cause for concern for Doc Rivers and the Bucks? And I'm nodding my head. Yes, this was a vintage performance. I have studied the career of Doc Rivers as a coach. He's coached almost every team in the NBA. This was a vintage Doc Rivers coach team performance. And if you're ownership in Milwaukee, I hope you enjoyed that. This should be an illumination situation. As you're now witnessing firsthand why Doc Rivers keeps getting fired everywhere he goes. It's not because he's not a nice guy. It's not because he's not great with the media. Right? Debonair Doc. But don't ask him to coach up a team in the playoffs. Playoffs! Yeah. And here's the thing. If you expect Doc Rivers to roll up his sleeves and make some kind of brilliant strategic move, in-game adjustments, they're called. You are a fool. You are. Doc Rivers is the epitome of an old-school 1980s infomercial. Clap on, clap off, the clapper. You watch Doc, he reminds me of the old Cowboys coach. He's standing on the sidelines. The Milwaukee Bucks are being run off the court by the Indiana Pacers, and Doc Rivers is standing there, and he's clapping. And it was theater of the absurd. Not that I haven't seen it with the Clippers, and our friends in Philly who are listening saw it, and our buddies in Boston, they saw it too. Everywhere he goes, it's the same act. It's the same act, right? And Pascal Siakam is literally cooking the Bucks on his hibachi, right? He's got his hibachi grill. He's cooking the Bucks, and Doc is doing one of two things. Either he's clapping. Come on, boys. Come on. Come on. Play better. Come on. Yeah, he's doing that. Or He's standing there bemused, bewildered, and bedeviled by what's going on. And that means he has his hands in his pockets, and he's giving the Elmo, you know that Elmo gif with the shoulder shrug? No adjustments, right? No adjustments. Buckle up! Now, I realize that I have trash coaches for years in the NBA. I do believe of all the professional sports, NBA coaches matter the least. But if you're bad at your job and you do nothing other than you're good with the media, I don't know how that... There can be a positive. There can be something other than I'm the motivational guy. So that is a preview. If you're listening in Milwaukee or anyone there that likes the Bucks, Buck Country, if that's a thing, I don't know if that's maybe that's not a thing. But watch out because the Pacers will be enjoying some venison several more times here in the playoffs.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only six simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Has the sun set? Well, kind of. In the NBA playoffs, where a couple of stars. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, hand in hand, as we beat back Father Time coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and noisily powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the war of words, the best kind of war. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. JD in Boston, who works there at the Garden, like that number. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour from the Twin Cities, the Suns looking to even things up. Saw a couple of road teams win on the NBA card on Tuesday night. The Mavericks given a gift by the Clippers. They won that game. Didn't play that well. They won. Neither team played well in that game. It was a 90s style game. And the Pacers ran laps around the Doc Rivers-coached Milwaukee Bucks. So what about Phoenix? The Suns trying to even up the books there as they took on big, bad Minnesota. This was the early game on the card. So I was actually watching I used to call them the Indians. Now I guess they're named after a bridge. The Guardians were playing the Red Sox. I was watching that game, and then I watched the Dodgers, a bit of the Dodgers and the Nationals. Not much natitude for Washington in that game. But then I had to flip over to the Suns and the Timberwolves. So if you didn't watch, the reason I left those baseball games is because I was doing my public service, my good mitzvah of the day. I was watching. So Jaden Daniels, who? Jaden Daniels. Put some shine on my name. Jaden Daniels tickling the Nets with 25 points. All five starters scored in double figures as the Timberwolves zoom past the Suns 105-93. So Minnesota now, they take a 2-0 series lead. They hold serve at home. All of the pressure is on Phoenix now going back to Arizona. They have to win both games. One slip up and big time problems. But the better story is there. That's where we start, on the side of the ledger from the Grand Canyon State, where Kevin Durant is getting absolutely charbroiled for his performance in these first two games for the Suns. And so let's discuss that. The question, does Kevin Durant deserve the bashing that he is getting because the Suns have lost both these games? So I've got store brand, puffer fish, and GPS. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to have a Juicy Lucy. Now, when I was in Minnesota, I think I ate at all of the top-rated Juicy Lucy places, and I enjoyed every one. I thought my favorite was in St. Paul, actually. I thought the one over there, I thought was the top one I had at the Nook. I think it was called the Nook there. I thought that was great. Anyway, so number one. Yes. To answer the question, does Kevin Durant deserve the bashing he's getting because of the Suns' situation in the postseason? The answer, I'm nodding my head again, yes. The answer is yes. You're Kevin Durant, when he went to Arizona, billed as the generational superstar, even though he had failed in Brooklyn, it was going to be different. It was going to be different. Durant, he left Brooklyn, jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, and said, I got to get out to the West. I got to go to Arizona. So he's out in Arizona. The Bohemian baller, Kevin Durant, the Slim Reaper, he's in Arizona. And they got Bradley Beal for him. They picked Bradley Beal up from the Wizards. Devin Booker was already there. These are three big-time players. It's a three-headed, fire-breathing dragon! Except the dragon doesn't have any fire. What do you do? And so it's false advertising. False advertising. It is a results-based business. All business is result-based. And Kevin Durant, a name brand first ballot Hall of Famer, as he will join Muffet McGraw in the Hall of Fame. But Kevin Durant, name brand product. He has been a store brand results guy. Store brand results. What's my evidence? Now, the point total doesn't seem that bad. Durant didn't play particularly great in the game last night. He had 18 points, but 49 points overall in the first two games. However, while Durant has been on the court, running back and forth, getting cardio, the Arizona basketball team, the team that plays in Phoenix, Durant, while he's been out there, the Suns have been outscored by 44 points with him on the court. 44 points. Now, I never played in the NBA. I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express recently, and so I know that's pretty good if you're Minnesota. Not if you're Arizona or Phoenix, rather. I mean, my God. The Suns have absolutely unraveled against a team they were supposed to have all of the playoff experience with Devin Booker and Durant, not necessarily Bradley Beal, but they were the seasoned veterans. And they had a championship coach, wink, wink, nod, nod, in Frank Vogel. We know that's not a real championship, but nonetheless, this was not supposed to be a domination situation. Even if you thought Minnesota was going to win the first two games, you did not expect them to blow the Suns off the court, which happened. And the most humiliating thing for Phoenix, if you saw the game, was Anthony Edwards, who has dubbed himself God's gift to basketball. Anthony Edwards, I'm not ripping him, I like the guy, but Anthony Edwards stunk at a time you can't stink, and it didn't matter. The T-Wolves still won the game. The Suns lost to Jaden Daniels. Wowzer! And Devin Booker, not quite as bad as Kevin Durant, but while Booker's been on the court, the Suns have been outscored by 39 points, which I don't think is all that good. So Phoenix, they look disjointed. You always look bad when you lose, but they're a special kind of bad. Nothing smooth, everything difficult. The puzzle pieces just don't appear to fit. And now they go back to try to avoid a humiliation of losing three in a row, and then you're on death's doorstep after that to lose the playoff series. Now, page two here, we head to Philadelphia, where Joel Embiid, that's a basketball player, said that last-second loss the other night at the Garden to the Knickerbockers was worse for the Sixers than the famous loss. Remember, if you're old enough to remember back in 2019 before the pandemic when the team from Canada won the championship, and on their way to winning the championship, Kawhi Leonard, bouncy, 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 it goes in! Bouncy, bouncy, it went in! Big shot for the Raptors. I was back in 2019. So the question, Joel Embiid saying that this latest loss to the Knickerbockers, blowing a five-point lead in the final 30 seconds, worse than the dagger from the claw, Kawhi Leonard, does that work for you? Well, Joel Embiid, it's his opinion. It's not a good opinion. I'm going to question the judgment of Joel Embiid. Here's why. This is what I call a puffer fish situation. It's puffery. Okay, it's puffer. It's exaggeration. Because I recall, and maybe you forgot, Joel Embiid walking through the bowels of the arena after that shot went in for Kawhi, crying like he got an F on his report card and he had to go home to mom and dad, and mom and dad expected him to get A's and B's, and he got an F. Man, was he crying. And it's also not an apples-to-apples comparison, because the Kawhi basket was the kill shot. That was game seven. Na 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 la la hey, goodbye. Game seven, you lost. The Knicks loss is game two. And Philadelphia, if they've got any machismo, they'll come back and they'll make this a series. It's not a non-fatal loss. It's a sad loss, it's a depressing loss, but it's not worse than Kawhi Leonard, because if the Kawhi Leonard shot doesn't go in, you have a shot of winning the game, advancing further. Plus, maybe you're the one that wins the championship, although you did have Ben Simmons on that team, so highly unlikely. All right, final point. We now go to Boston as we continue to parse the words of teams and players and coaches in the NBA playoffs. And this caught my attention. Several of you who listen to us, the Ben Maller Show here on Fox via our home in Boston on the Sports Hub, sent this to me that the Celtics, and we're not going to talk about the game, don't worry. Listen, the Celtics clearly better than the shorthanded Miami Heat. This should at most go five games. It really should be a sweep without Jimmy Buckets for Miami, but that's a different conversation. So let them play Joe. Let them play Joe, filling the content machine here. Coach Joe Mazzulla, was asked if he was bothered about his Celtics not being represented at all in any category across the board for the NBA Awards. Now, they announced recently all the finalists, the top three in every category, and not a single Celtic showed up on any award. Boston, for much of the year, the top team in the NBA during the regular season, and historically, this is one of the all-time great regular season Celtic teams. Take that, Larry Bird, Bill Russell. Statistically, it is during the regular season with the Tatum-led Celtics, but yet not a single Boston player finished in the top three in any category. Sixth man of the year, MVP, most improved, none of that. Zippo. So Mazzulla was asked about that, if he was bothered. He was bothered by the Celtics not being represented at all. His response, he said, quote, "No, not at all. I think it's beautiful. Why would you get an award for the past?" Close quote. So how do you classify? How do you classify Joe Mazzulla being pleased that none of the Celtics are even in the top three for these individual awards? So I would classify this as unorthodox, out of the orthodoxy, kooky. I would put it in the kooky category. Joe Mazzulla did not toe the company line. He did not. His GPS is set for off the beaten path with these answers. The boilerplate response. Now, you've consumed sports long enough, right? We're all grown up here. There's not a lot of kids listening the time we're on. So you consume sports. What does the coach normally say in any sport across the board if they're asked about a player being up for an MVP or some individual award? What do they always say? What's the boilerplate response? Ding, 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 ding. They say it's a travesty. They say it's unfair. I stand by my players. This is not right. The voters got it wrong. Shame on them. It's a blasphemy. But not Joe. Not let him play Joe Mazzulla. As again, he's agnostic when it comes to awards. It's a singular goal. We are here to win a championship. You can win awards and win a championship. You are able to do both things. It is conceivable to do both of those things. And let me point out that technically everything that anyone has ever accomplished, by definition, is in the past. For example, if the Celtics, and they are the favorite to win the championship, if Boston does win the championship later this summer, and they'll have a little duck boat parade, and they'll celebrate Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all these guys. But then they have to wait, because they don't get their rings right away. They have to design them, and then they have to make them, and so they'll have to wait several months to get their rings. So does that mean Joe Mazzulla's like, no, nobody gets rings because that's a past accomplishment. Sorry, you don't get that. And that mindset would be great. Like you go to have a meal, and go to buy cotton candy at the state. I'm good. I don't need to pay for that. I'm all right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. no smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets
fired. Koopaloop.
Well, speaking of Tyreek Hill, a report surfaced earlier this week that says that the Dolphins may be targeting a long-term replacement for him in the draft. Now, Ben Hill is only 30 years old, but the team could save $50 million in cap space by moving on from him at the end of the season. Do you think they'll do it?
Oh, yes. I mean, Tyreek, he has been teetering on the brink of disaster, even in Miami. He had that incident at the yacht or the harbor there in Miami. So there's that. And, yeah, he's a speed guy. Once you get past the age of 30, you start getting slower. So what else does Tyreek provide for you? So, yes. Next!
Despite a potential first-round exit, reports are saying that the Lakers plan to keep Darvin Ham for one more season no matter what happens.
Oh, please.
Ben, are you buying these reports?
No. If the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets and Darvin Ham doesn't use one challenge the entire series, he's going to be fired. I remember Doc Rivers blew one of the series with the Clippers. So he's going to be back as coach. And then a couple weeks later, he was fired. I do not believe Darvin Ham is guaranteed to be back next year. That's what they're saying. It doesn't guarantee anything if the Lakers get swept. Next!
Total of 81 NBA players across 30 teams answered a poll asking who the most overrated player is in the league. Rudy Gobert had the highest response rate. Ben, do you agree?
Well, I don't play in the NBA. Everyone rips Gobert. He plays an antiquated style, and apparently he's a schmuck. Everyone hates him. What does he do to everyone? Nobody likes the guy. I don't understand. How do we do Cobb?
He passes it.
I won, Lorena!
About time.
Thank you. Perfect score. Every judge.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Love Advice with Lorena tonight. Queen of Hearts gonna help you get right tonight, get right tonight, get right.
You know what I love about this, Lorena, is this is a temporary open sent by a listener. It is now the permanent open for the Queen of Hearts.
I just love it. It's so good, and it's such a vibe.
All right. Yes. And you know your segment's so big, it's got a sponsor. Did you know that?
It does.
Yeah. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. So we have a lot of questions. Are you ready to answer? You have all
so
the
many
answers.
Questions. Yes, I hope I have all the
She's
answers.
She's like the Google of love, Lorena. 00 Mexican in San Diego wants to know, Lorena, how long should you wait to call a woman after you get their phone number. This is the age-old question. You call them or text them, Lauren.
Right. I'm not one to wait. If you wait to text me too long, I think you're disinterested. So I think you should text them immediately.
See, that's the problem, though, Lorraine. Some of you ladies over there get, you know, back when I was in the dating game, they want you to wait a little bit.
If a girl is serious, she's not trying to play games, Ben.
Oh, well, they were all playing games, Lorraine, back in the day. let's see here. We'll skip over that one. late night drug tester says, can you please get a female perspective on popular overnight debate? Do you fill your car with premium gas or the cheapest gas available? Yes. Very important question, Lorena. We've had many arguments on this topic of conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, just like I love, I also love cheap gas.
Yeah!
Okay, cheap gas for the win, Arco,
every
day.
Yeah, you're a keeper. Explain to Coop that you do not need the expensive gas.
You don't need it.
It's a scam.
It burns the
and
same.
And Coop gets burned on that scam.
That's actually not true. But
it is a scam.
Okay.
It's been proven. I can show you the data.
No, we've gone over this many times. I've showed you the proof, and then
I've showed you the different. My proof's better
all right,
than your
all
proof.
Right, move on. The men need help.
All right. Cowboy Killer writes in. He says, Lorena, is Cheesecake Factory a good first date or not a good enough restaurant?
They have too many options. You can't give your girl too many options. Don't take them to Cheesecake.
No, they. I know what happens. You order off that skinny menu, that skinny-licious menu. Mm-hmm. No, you will not?
Nope, don't do it.
All right.
Put more effort in.
Yeah. He also, Cowboy Killer, wants to know, should men and women go 50-50?
No, never.
I'll see you're old school.
I think we all know men make more, so you should obviously pay 75 and I'll take 25.
No, that's not true. They pay all you engineers the same money.
Yeah, and my wife makes more money than I do.
Yeah. My wife has a more stable job than
well.
I have. Ferg Dog says on the Queen of Hearts, Lorena, is it true that women like men with smelly feet? Is that true?
No.
That is not true.
Not. No, I like a man who gets a good pedicure. You got nice feet. I like to massage, so if you have nice feet, it's better.
But if you have a man with nasty feet, you can then help the man get better feet.
Ew, no.
No?
You cannot help that.
You cannot help that. All right. You want to take a call? We have a Polar Bear.
Yeah, let's do it.
He's in Cincinnati. Polar Bear, you're on with the Queen of Hearts, Lorena.
Lorena, I want to welcome you to the show. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Polar Bear.
I'm a man. Oh, no problem.
Congratulations, sir, on being a man.
I'm a older man.
Yeah.
And I just recently started dating. And I'm a woman that I'm really interested in. She's Lebanese, though. And I have a problem understanding what she's saying.
You don't need to understand her. Just look in her eyes and show her you love her.
Just send her emojis. That's the language. That's the global language, right? Emojis.
There's so many ways to communicate. Like, if you miss it, just say, uh-huh, and shake your head. You know, nod and say yes.
All right. Good luck, Polar Bear. You sound like a strapping young man. Kelly in Nashville writes in and says, have you ever ghosted a family member for being ridiculous on how to deal. How do you deal with that, Lorena?
Have I ever ghosted a family member for being ridiculous? Yeah, I ghost my family all the time. I barely contact
anyone. Oh, Lorena. That's a bad job. There's one I didn't get it. Which one did you want?
It was for Jack Dave.
We have so many questions
here.
There's
so many that popped up. He wanted to know about his erectile dysfunction problem.
Oh, wow.
I want him to know that just take time to figure out what excites you. There's so many different things that can cause it. Don't get the blue pill. Just be patient and kind with yourself and figure out what gets you a little feisty.
You just attacked one of our sponsors, Lorena. How dare you?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Attention, everyone.
And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password, the word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
I just got yelled at by Ted Sobel, Eddie. He said I screwed up the Zach Hyman thing because he scored a hat trick on Passover. That was the...
That probably was a better fun fact.
Yeah. Oh, well. The effort was made. Let's welcome in our contestants. We have Milkman Mike in Colorado. Hello, Milkman. No small talk. Who do you want to partner up with?
Let's go with Eddie.
All right. Eddie is the choice. And we say hello to... You just broke the heart of Sirius Sean. Hello, Sirius Sean.
Yeehaw. Woo! Eddie.
He is not
I'm
listening at all.
To win.
Well, Eddie, would you like to partner with both players, Eddie? You want to do that? No? All right.
No.
You do not. Sean, he's already been picked. You want me to ask Milkman Mike if he'll change his partner?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Sean has a man crush on a bromance with Eddie. Mike, would you switch it up? We got Lorena over there. We got Coop and me.
Well, you know what? Let's go with Lorena and give her first win today.
Okay, Lorena, you're up. That's the matchup.
First win. Is this your first attempt at password, or did you play when I was gone?
I have played once.
Okay, here we go. Let's get right to the game. Right there. List the words. Milkman, pick a number 1 to 10.
Let's go with number 4.
Number 4. All right, Lorena, number 4, Lorena. It should be easy.
Prison.
What was it again?
Prison.
Jail.
Yeah! 10-0 lead for Lorena. You want to quit right now, Eddie? Go ahead.
Nah, we'll try again.
Pick a number 1 to 10, Sean, but not number 4. That's already been taken.
Number one.
All right, let's go with scrub. Scrub.
No chance.
Wash.
No. Oh, no. All right, Lorraine, you can get a dominating lead here.
Squeaky.
Clean.
Yeah, she used the mallet maneuver, but she didn't even realize she was using the mallet maneuver. Good job by you. All right, 19-0, and let's see here. Back to Milkman Mike. It's password, the word game of the stars.
All right, well, let's go with number 8.
Number 8.
Oh, do I do it?
Yes,
your turn. Groove.
Groove.
Ditch.
What do you say?
Ditch.
Ditch.
Ditch. No. All right. Go ahead there.
All right, serious Sean. Got to get this one. Let's go with boogie. Boogie.
Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the board, Sean. Go. All right. Come back. Quickly, Sean. Quickly. Pick a number.
Dan.
What?
10.
10. All right, 10. Go ahead.
Frequent.
Frequently. Frequently.
Often.
Yeah! It's a tie game. Yeah! Hurry up, Mogman. Pick a number.
Let's go number 5.
Number 5. Right now. Hurry up. Number 5. For the win.
Golf.
What?
Golf.
Golf? What?
Wait.
No! She choked. It was driver. The win was driver. Oh, you lost, Lorena.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.